The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of 60 Minutes to Midnight, because that's right, we are going on a road trip.
On the road.
60 Minutes on the road.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours on the road. We're going into the Australian outback. And obviously, it's very exciting because John's here, so we thought we'd make a little trip of it. And we thought, why not record on the way? And to be honest with you, the audio quality is not going to be up to the professional standard that we usually have because we've got our travel equipment with us. But I think it'll be fun to actually just have some genuine conversations.
Funny nickname for John.
Yeah.
Travel equipment.
Travel equipment. He is our travel equipment.
I am travel equipment.
And John, it's safe to say a lot of people were unhappy with you with your review of the Batman.
Fuck him, to be honest.
Yeah. He's mostly talking about himself.
Yeah, I'm very happy. So what, any other thoughts on the Batman?
Look, I said what I said in the other podcast. If people aren't happy with my score, then, I mean, you've got to reevaluate what opinions are. Someone enjoyed the film, good luck to you. But don't ever go at me for not liking something. It's ridiculous. How do you think the Nazi started? Yeah, so anyone slagging me off?
I'm not listening to this.
Yeah. So that's it. That's what I'm saying.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
All right, well, that's enough of John basically slagging off Batman. We don't want to hear that again for another hour. So we've decided to kick him out of the car. And right now, I am in the passenger seat. Gareth is in the driver's seat. And we are driving through outback Australia. So picture that in your minds. Quite beautiful.
Orange, dusty roads.
Orange, dusty roads. Yeah, big time. No, it's actually quite lush and green. And beautiful, really.
That's the effect of La Nina, the weather pattern. La Nina.
Yes, and enough of that in our next weather podcast. But this is, of course, a 60 Minutes to Midnight episode, even though it is coming to you from the road and from our trip. What have we been watching, Gareth? Now, this is a tough one because I feel like we've blown our load with Batman a little bit. What else have you been watching?
Deleted scenes from Batman.
Actually, we will talk about that, and maybe we'll bring John in later when we get him back in the car to discuss that. But
no, he's banned.
That is true. He is banned from talking about Batman. But there was a deleted scene released, and we talked about this. And this is, you know, minor spoilers for the Batman, but we talked about how there was a scene that was a bit ambiguous towards the end of the Batman, which featured a potential villain, a future villain for that franchise. And there was, and this is well publicised now, a deleted scene that has been released featuring the new Joker, Gareth, which I actually felt was a pretty decent scene. I like the interpretation of the Joker and what Matt Reeves has said about that character. But I know you didn't really say anything much, but I know John wasn't too keen. But what did you think?
Yeah, I was really busy. I was working. But yes, I did. I sided with you, actually. I thought I was very intrigued and very keen to see more of this Joker. He looks an absolute mess.
He's a shambles. And I will say that Matt Reeves has said that the thing that they thought was really interesting about the origin story of the Joker, and this is what they're going for, at this point, when you see this deleted scene, he is not the Joker, if you get what I mean. He is just a criminal who's been put in Arkham and has done some bad stuff. He has not become the persona of the Joker yet. And the interesting thing about that as well was Matt Reeves has also said that he found that his origin story for his Joker, he said there's been some interesting takes. The fact that Joaquin's version had that laughing disorder, which was quite interesting. And I thought was a very, very cool, innovative take on the Joker. And he said there's also obviously the origin story where he falls into the vat of chemicals and comes out as the Joker, which has been told in several iterations, not only Jack Nicholson's version, but also Jared Leto's version. But he said the version of Barry, I think his name is Barry Keoghan's.
By the way, how the actor's creepy name is this town that we're in?
Oh yeah, we're driving through a very creepy town at the moment. If you never hear from us again, you know why. Now, the thing about this interpretation of the Joker is he's actually got a genetic disease, which they've researched and looked up, where his mouth is huge, like wide, and looks like the sort of looks pretty sinister, but also very, I don't know, Gareth. Like they've based it on a real life genetic defect. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good call. And it's fucking creepy. And yeah, just quickly, Barry Keoghan.
Yeah,
that is his name, right?
Something like that. Yeah,
he's phenomenal. He's a phenomenal actor. I don't know if you've seen Killing of a Sacred Deer.
I have not.
So that's a weird, weird movie. And he's like this sort of understated creep in it. And I suppose like the Joker is kind of the opposite of understated creepiness, isn't he? He's very much in your face creep. But I like this. I don't think you can do falling into a vat of chemicals if it's going to be a serious film. I don't think that works.
Yeah, sorry, Leto. That was a terrible, terrible decision to go with that iteration of you in Suicide Squad or whatever it was. But yeah, you're right, Gareth. I don't think that works.
Yeah.
But I like the look of this Joker, and I like the fact that it's not the Joker yet. I like the fact that it's got time to develop into that character. I question whether even showing the Joker was necessary, or even casting him so soon, because of Joaquin, we've had two amazing Jokers in the space of 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, both Oscar winners, which is unheard of. That's
Jared Leto with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. So Heath Ledger and Joaquin, both obviously Oscar winners, and now to cast it again, for me, was a mistake. However, I'm happy to hold my hands up and go, no, maybe I was wrong. You know, I would be annoyed if the next film in this potential trilogy, or however long it is with Pattinson, is focused on the Joker. I would like to see it as the third film and just have the Joker operating in the background, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the next film, so don't see the Joker necessarily just yet.
So who do you want in film two?
King Shark. I want King Shark, played by Sylvester Stallone, still from Suicide Squad, still one of the best characters. No, I wouldn't mind Two-Face. I mean, I wouldn't mind Bane again. I mean, and the thing is, really? We didn't talk about this in the podcast, how there was a little Bane Easter egg in there.
What was it?
Remember, you used like the super serum.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a spoiler. Sorry for anyone, but it's not a massive spoiler. It's not going to give away anything of the film, so don't worry about it. But there was just a bit with super serum where I was like, oh, could be Bane. And I forgot to mention that on the podcast because there was a lot going on, and we had a lot of whiskey at that point. Yeah, now,
not as much whiskey as you wanted. But
no, I wanted more, but wasn't allowed. So the next thing I want to talk about is something I've been watching, Gareth, which is Halo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the Halo theme for anyone who is a Halo fan. On Paramount Plus here in Australia. Don't know if it's the same in America. I assume it is. Zoom it is. You know, too many streaming services these days. We've already talked about that. But Halo. Anyone who likes Halo, the video game, and has fond memories of it as a child growing up playing the multiplayer, the show's actually all right. I've watched only the first episode because that's all that's been out. But the budget is very good. The Covenant, which is the, you know, alien race in it, are quite scary. And there's literally scenes where they're just ripping through humans. Like, genuinely, just blood everywhere. And I was like, oh, this is quite cool.
Yeah.
And it's how the origin story of Master Chief and the Spartan program and the war between the Covenant and Earth. And the thing about Halo that people don't realise is the lore and the sort of storytelling that goes into it is actually very, very good. Yeah. You have to dig around. Like, it's not all thrown in your face. Some of it is, but if you actually know a bit of the lore, it's really interesting and it's quite a cool story. So will you be checking out, Gareth?
I'm not getting Paramount Plus for it, I'm gonna be honest.
Will you steal my login to watch it?
Yes, I will. But as ever with you, just needs like a couple of humans to be ripped apart and there to be blood all over the screen and you're in. You're sold.
Correct. I do love gore and violence. Hyper violence is actually really my jam. Like, The Boys is hyper violent and that's why I like that. You know, Preacher, another show that I really liked was hyper violent. I really, you know, that yeah. I like that sort of stuff. Like, it annoys me in shows when they're like shooting people and then like there's no blood everywhere.
Yeah, but no, that is realistic though. Like, why,
you think that's realistic? So let me say, when there's a shotgun and someone's literally blowing someone's head off, right, why they're just, oh, little bullet wound in the head. No, head needs to go. Boom. Bringing it back around to Halo. Check it out, Paramount Plus. If you are in the mood for some science fiction, fantasy-esque fun, I'd definitely give it a go.
Okay.
But I'm only one episode in, so, you know, who knows. But I liked it. And everyone actually said that they thought the premiere was a bit underwhelming. Like, a lot of reviews gave it, like, a 7 out of 10. And then when I watched it, I was pleasantly surprised I would have given it an 8 out of 10. Or converted to the Blueberry Scale, 4 out of 5.
Okay, thanks for doing the maths.
Yeah, no worries. It's a very simple conversion, but some people get it wrong still. Other than that, you know, we're gonna stop recording this in the car now because, you know, we want John to sort of get involved as well, bless him. But yeah, that's so far. We're just gonna sign out here. Next time you hear from us, we'll be in Simpsons Creek. We're right now literally in
this is
really cool. We're like on this big open road, kind of what I imagine like a road trip through like Nevada would be like, but with a bit of sort of dried wheat, you know. Surrounded by fields of dried wheat.
Nebraska,
yes.
It's got like sort of
cornfields. Yeah, very cornfields. Yeah. But not cornfield chase from Interstellar. It's not quite that level. We're talking about like half that height corn.
Yeah, the corn's not that high.
Yeah, that's right. Or the corn from Signs.
Corn, children of the corn.
Children of the corn, perhaps. Yes, maybe. Okay, right, that's enough from us. We're going delirious with madness on this road trip. Peace.
I don't even like corn.
You don't. Okay, so we're here in the Australian outback. For any American listeners, you can hear it right there. That was that's a native call of a kangaroo. It sounds like a bird, but this is the funny thing about kangaroos.
Native crawl of a kangaroo.
Yeah, that's what you said.
All right, you're trying to pretend that we've not already driven halfway around Australia. You're pissed already, mate.
Pissed, yeah, sorry.
He's just sat in the car while I drove him. He's getting absolutely fucking hammered, and now he's trying to host a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Hello. Hello, internet.
So this is John. Now, what you don't know is, obviously, we said John couldn't make it to the car. Unfortunately, because
we kicked him out
of the car. Yeah. But John, we talked about a couple of things in the car, and whilst we're in this beautiful setting, which really does fill me with such joy to be back in nature again and amongst the wildlife of the world. Why don't you tell the audience why you didn't like the deleted scene from Batman
With the Joker?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the other one.
Yeah, the only one, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just taking in the scenery, to be honest. A bit of spider on that, a bit of flies.
Get off. Get off him.
No, look, as I said to you, I think it's well written. I have no complaints about the... sorry, we're just testing the audio levels here. I have no complaints about the writing of the scene, but it's just... Come on, I mean...
Why the Joker?
Yeah, I mean, on the fucking pod, you were like, no, it's Two-Face. It's definitely Two-Face because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we let him off the...
I know, fucking hell.
When I spoke about this, I let you off the hook massively, Glenn, because you were so like, it's not Joker. I was like, well, I mean, he said about being a joke.
I am the Joker.
He said, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. And, like, it was the Joker.
You're like, no, Slags, it's definitely Two-Face. And it wasn't, obviously. It was the Joker. I thought he looked awful. Honestly.
What, like...
It looks like...
Having a go?
No, his face. Have you seen his face?
Yeah, we're still talking about
condition. Late. Oh, God.
No, he's... Oh, are we talking about the Batman? no, look, he looks awful, doesn't he? Like, he's wearing a backwards cap... Oh, shorts are white. It's like,
honestly,
what,
mate,
is on? He's got the shortest, tightest.
He's brought
pink
swimming shorts, and we're in like a forest. Yeah. I don't know
I
what you thought
to him
tonight
One
was about.
One of his testicles were staring at me. I was like, "Fuck off,
he
mate."
He did say you're right. He did say you're right. I said, "Yeah, I'm good."
Yeah,
chilled.
Yeah. No, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mr. Testiclay. I just thought he looked awful. Like I know there's this thought that, well, you know, it's the Joker origins in the vat of acid or whatever it was, which is silly anyway.
Silly.
But no, like, have you seen stills of it? Like,
yeah,
his
yeah.
face is.
But this is a genetic. What I was saying to Gareth earlier in the car is this is Matt Reeves is saying he's got an actual genetic condition that they've researched.
Yeah.
So it's not a vat of acid. It's
they're not doing the vat of acid.
This is a literal.
He's got eczema. Fine, but
very bad bout of eczema.
Yeah. I'm not having a go at anyone that's got eczema,
yeah,
by
don't,
the way.
Because there's a lot of people.
Honestly.
That's a lot of our listeners, probably.
Why?
Just because.
I'm having a go at all the listeners.
The podcast stats tell me it's eczema related.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay,
why,
fair enough.
Why do you listen to us? Well, because I've got eczema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we delete all this bit, please?
No, this stays.
No, this stays, actually. So don't. Yeah.
I don't understand why we're having a go at these
people. There's nothing wrong with them.
Never having a go.
I'm scratching now. Fucking get me.
There's a lot of bugs here.
Yeah, yeah, it's bugs, not eczema.
Nature.
That bird's pissing itself,
nature.
So... all right.
And again,
leave it out, please. You'd think this was special effects, it isn't. No, I just...
Honestly, he hasn't even said anything that's funny.
Yeah. All right.
Ever.
Fucking hell. Having a go?
Ever.
So, yeah, no, I didn't like it. I didn't like the look of it. It's just... I think it's a bit tiresome, doesn't it? Fucking Joker again.
Well,
like...
after I said this to Gaz, after they've won, had two Oscars in 10 years, essentially. Mm. After they've had two Oscars in 10 years, essentially, for Heath Ledger and Joaquin, it's kind of like, do we need the whack man? Yeah. Do we need to see it again? And I felt they didn't need to cast it so suddenly. It was like, do you need this in the movie? No. Anyway.
Very sudden. Right, so we're going to wrap up the film. Cast Joker now. Who are you?
But if it's
he's got eczema.
If it's what's his name? Keogh.
Yeah, Barry Keogh.
Barry Keogh.
Or Barney like, Keogh, whatever he's called.
Barry. He is so good. This is what I said earlier, John, when you went in the car. He's fucking good, and he would make a good one.
All right, let's move it on. Let's move it on to what we've been watching. John, what have you been watching?
Been watching anything? I've been on holiday, mate. I'm still on holiday.
No, there's no holidays with
no
the podcast.
Holiday. No holiday.
We're literally, and I'll set the scene, we are in this quite crazy middle of nowhere where there is wildlife abound. Wombats, kangaroos, kookaburras, parrots. And we have had many beers and we're having a great time. The kangaroo wants to come on the podcast. No, we're having a lovely time reconnecting with nature, so which is why we've brought Fan Critical on the road for this podcast. Unfortunately, John, has only watched The Batman with us. He was very, very jet lagged, very angry that day. I think deep down he would secretly give it a 3 now, not a 2.
Absolutely not. 2's harsh, mate.
Yeah, 2's harsh. I've had feedback that said it's too much. It's too much.
Well, go on. You tell me. Who fed that back?
Many people, mate. No, honestly, genuinely.
Name one of them. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Why is he in the podcast?
Yeah, he's upset. He's like, you know, the power of the dogs are right. I've not even seen it, mate.
I've not even seen it. Quick one, actually, because you've not seen any films recently. Sorry, listeners. Because you've not seen any films recently, I think this would be quite fun. Oh, yeah. Oscars predictions. Who's going to win Best Picture?
Power of the Dog. Power of the Dog.
Power of the Dog. And
go on.
Will Smith's going to win, isn't he, for King Richard?
Yeah.
He's going to win an Oscar.
Will Smith's going to win Best Actor.
Okay.
William Smythe.
Genuinely.
Billy Smythe.
I'm not saying you don't think this, but I'm asking now, Best Picture for you guys?
I've not seen all of them.
Okay, but what would you
think? Seen any of them.
What do you think? Yes, you have. You seen June?
Oh, yeah. But that's
June's going to win technical awards, for sure.
Yeah. I agree June will win technical awards.
I think...
I'll tell you what June is going to win. It's going to win...
Best Soundtrack.
Best Soundtrack, which I predicted Bloody Hans Zimmer. In the June podcast.
Bloody hope so.
You're going to go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
Easy call.
Yes, you.
Easy call.
The listener. I think Best Picture at this point in time is very hard to call. I think it's going to be a shock. I don't think it's going to be...
They're busy, aren't they? Is he there?
Best Actor, I think, will be...
No, she's
it looks
not.
Like, it does look like Will Smith's going to win that. That's and I've not seen King Richard yet, but I'm fascinated to see
you've
that.
Seen Power of the Dog?
Half of it.
Right, you've not seen any of them.
You haven't seen the films.
Right, so let's say the four
I've seen Lost
favorites.
Duta. I've seen Lost Daughter. I've seen Dune.
Lost Duta. That's recorded.
You've seen Lost Duta. I've seen Lost Daughter. And Dune. So four out of the eight. Potential.
Name the others then.
I've not seen any of them. I told you I've not seen any of them.
What's it called?
Having a go.
Kano.
That was one we reviewed a long time ago.
Kano.
Mortal Kombat.
No, the one about the deaf girl.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, you got. Fucking bug on
there's it. No, squashed it on
getting rid of bugs.
Why have you done that?
Yeah, so the deaf guy is going to win Best Supporting Actor. First one ever.
I think Power of the Dog will win Best Film. It has the most...
It's got a lot of star power behind it.
It has the most star power, but it has the most momentum, I think. Like, it's,
I didn't love the first
that
half
doesn't
that
matter.
I know.
Though. Like, you know, it doesn't matter.
I'm on the
whether
board
you...
of voters, so...
it's not about that. I think, without having checked the odds, I could be wrong. I think it's the favourite for it.
It is, yeah.
And it has the most buzz. Man. So that's where my money is.
So, boy, we didn't like Don't Look Up. Well, I actually personally...
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. Sorry, yeah. So why don't you list off the nominees, Len?
Good idea, John.
I forgot that Don't Look Up was nominated.
I will list off the nominees for Best Picture. Nightmare Alley... Don't Look Up, Dune, Drive My Car, Belfast, Licorice Pizza, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, King Richard, and Coda. All right. Now, what I'll say about that is we were surprised by, and I think this is a general thing about the Oscars, the quality of Best Picture has been massively diluted. I think we can safely say that when they've expanded it now, things like Don't Look Up, which I think actually I really enjoyed and Gareth hated, for example, and you thought was pretty good.
It's not Best Picture, though, is it? No way. Yeah, but neither was Black Panther.
Okay.
That's a good film, though.
Controversial.
At least that was good.
No, but that was enjoyable.
Don't Look Up. Come on.
But it's not a fucking Best Picture, is it?
Okay.
Fucking hell. How is Black Panther getting nominated and Infinity War not? Like, that is...
That's true.
No, what Infinity War's the best of the lot. Like, come on.
I agree with that. But what I will say is...
Get off you slug.
There's a couple of...
Look at how many are on me. Look at that.
Fuck
Jesus.
Me.
How mental is that?
John is literally saturated in mosquitoes right now.
Drama as well. No, I got that one.
Nature's amazing. I saw... Do you know what I saw recently? Yeah. I saw West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
The Steven Spielberg interpretation of the, obviously, classic musical. Fuck me, it was a well-directed film, but when you actually take the story into account, I watched it with my partner Mel, and she was like, wait a minute, this guy's fallen in love with this girl inside a day.
Why not, innit?
And
that's like you two. No, that's like you and Mel.
No, yeah, you got to Australia in the first day.
Yeah, fair enough.
Had your date, and now you got a baby. So
that's fair enough.
That's almost literally what happened. You are honestly. West Side Story.
Okay, fine. But in this story, Maria and the guy
from
the
fact it's not called Melbourne Story. No one wants to watch that.
they fall in love, and everyone starts dying. And I'm just sitting there going, "Jesus, this happened quick!"
Right, spoiler warning.
It's West Side Story, guys.
I've seen it, mate.
Visually, very impressive film, but stylistically, yes. But best picture, again, I'm questioning this.
Yeah.
And for me personally, and I'm going to echo what we all think here. Dune was a phenomenal film that we really enjoyed last year.
Yes.
And Denis is a great. Director who deserves props. I hope he gets something from these awards.
Yes, but it's not a best film type of film.
Yeah.
But why does there have to be a type of film that is the best film? Do you know what I mean? Like, why can't it just be what the best film was?
Why can't love be love, guys? Why can't we all just love
each other?
Why
can't we all just enjoy?
Okay, so we've talked about a few things on this podcast. We've talked about the deleted scene from Batman. We've talked about
Who's
the Oscars.
Honestly, you're having a laugh, mate.
Oscars nominations. I'm dealing. Sorry. Honestly, the bugs are coming out now, guys. We're being attacked by a swathe of bloodthirsty mosquitoes. John's legs are very pale. Pathetic.
You can tell he's come from an English winter.
But they're everywhere. And we just wanted to bring you a slice of nature.
Nature,
yes, thanks, John.
Sorry, yeah.
We will talk to you when we're back at our hotel, because, believe it or not, we are absolute dickheads, and we are not actually spending the night in nature. We're just here for the
pretending
day.
Pretending to. We're here for the gram. We're here so that we can take photos and be like, hey, boys on tour.
No, we're going to go back to the pool.
Yes.
We're going to have a couple of beers, and we'll catch you when we're back at our lovely
resort. Stop trying to get us
resort.
Into our trunks.
Though. Sorry. Sorry, I'm already in my trunks.
So,
we'll catch you at the resort, guys. See you in the next segment. Bye. So, we've escaped the wilderness. Our brief spell out in the outback.
We did lose John. Oh, he's back.
Spoiler warning, he's back.
John survived.
A couple of things that aren't back. Whiskey.
Yes.
Booze.
Yeah.
We are staying in the middle of nowhere, and it turns out that we miscalculated the opening times of the bottle-o, as they call it here in Australia, and we are dry.
Mm.
Well, I say dry. We've mixed a KFC lemonade with
pretty good, to be fair.
One of the last cans of beer that we have. We're very disappointed. But we're not... Jesus Christ. That was John. Charming.
Mm. Sorry.
We haven't discussed what Gareth's been watching, guys. So now...
You're watching guys, have you?
Not again.
You're allowed to...
You're allowed to do what you want. No judgment.
Yeah. No comment.
Judge Judy.
Well, do you want to know what I've been watching?
Rob Reiner.
Go on. Rob Roy. Yeah.
Go on.
Speaking of, I've been watching... show that Len, you've been talking about a little bit actually. Any
Patreon on Patreon?
Well, no, you've spoken about Archive 81.
Yeah,
so interesting concept. This show, I believe it's based on a podcast, it's on Netflix. 8 episode special, which has just been cancelled, so a little bit ludicrous to talk about.
Don't even bother now.
Well,
pointless.
Well, yeah. Maybe that might be the result of this review, because it's got a really interesting premise. Right?
People are leaving town now. Oh, I'm not watching that.
I'm not watching Archive 81. I'm driving out of town.
Rather crash.
Drive away from Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, it'll find you. It's everywhere. Yeah. Bring us back some whiskey, please.
Please.
Archive 81. So the premise is there's an archivist called Dan. Who? this is it.
Right? I mean, it's funny, but it's true.
It's fair. And he.
You'd hate this show, John, by the way.
You would hate it.
He restores old VHS tapes.
That is cool. The concept is cool. Like, he's a digitizer. He restores old tapes, which is a really cool concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, cool concept. Restores old tapes. So, you know.
Restores.
Like,
Restores.
Don't need whiskey.
So
we'll edit it.
Anyway, we've spoken a lot on this podcast about analog horror. And a lot of that sort of tapped into that idea.
It could have been something like that, yes.
Yeah, where VHS tapes are being restored and
revealing mysteries and creepiness
being revealed.
Yes.
However, the problem is the show, I think you made this point quite well, Len. The problem is it dramatizes the time period that is on those VHS tapes. So yeah. Dan is set in today,
yeah,
and he's restoring these VHSs from the 90s,
yeah,
which would be great. But then we go back to the 90s, and there are actors acting out the scenes in. That's half of that.
I know, that's really annoying. Rationing the fucking beer.
It's far too much beer that you've taken there.
Watch out, look, I'll just give it out.
Well, I don't want it yet, because that's...
No, it helps.
All right, anyway. Stop that.
No, it's all right, it's all right. I'm not fussy.
All right, sip it slowly, just go on. Settle down.
Continue.
They remove some of the creepiness that could have been there, because, you know, VHS from the 90s is creepy on its own.
Creepy.
It's sort of... He's uncovering, like, some kind of cult... ritualistic behavior that occurred in a building that we know burnt down shortly after this these tapes were filmed.
Yeah.
One of the big problems with this show is it is terribly acted.
Gaz did bring this to my attention, but when I watched it, because I don't know whether I was tired or something, I thought it was all right, but in hindsight, it's pretty bad.
It's not. There are two main characters, two main protagonists. Dan, who's the archivist? Archivist 81, maybe. Who knows? Why Archive 81?
That's the year, isn't it?
No, it's 94.
The event happened.
It's 94.
No idea, then.
It's weird, isn't it?
No idea.
So Dan, rubbish actor. Melody, who's the main character from the
90s disaster.
It's part of it. Terrible actor.
Yeah, she's really bad.
They're both really bad.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. And...
it just isn't scary. And I said this in the Patreon review. You know, Gaz asked me, hey, we need to review this for Patreon. That's a one-person review. And I said, okay, cool. I've seen it all. And I like otherworldly, sort of cerebral horror, something that really makes you question your reality and what's around you. And this has that potential. But...
See ya.
That's one of our fans just leaving.
Sick.
But it never delivers.
Stop being so negative. It never delivers. Archive 81.
It has.
I was brilliant in it.
Fuck off, Benedy. Oh, sorry, Dan. It has a promise. The idea is very solid. And I was saying to Gaz in the car on the way up here before we started recording, like, the actual show, if it was just this guy digitizing old tapes and we actually saw them, like Blair Witch style, found footage, would be fucking amazing. I think it's a really good idea there. Instead, it's over-dramatised, over-serialised, and in the end, the script is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
The payoff is bad. However, if you've got nothing else to watch, and I mean this, give it a go.
What's the point?
Well, it's also been cancelled now. So.
Yeah, cancel culture. So.
No, that's a different...
Oh, sorry, is that a different thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, much like us.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get... cancel culture at some point.
Well, speaking of, hopefully. Here's John.
Hello. How you doing? You alright?
Tell us something offensive.
Don't get us cancelled.
So... No. Alright, well that's not a ringing endorsement of that show. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess here's the thing. Like, I know we're supposed to come here and bring good ideas of things to watch.
Not necessarily good things.
I got six episodes in, and at that point I was like, I really quite like this show, despite the average, below average acting.
Mm. Who's in it?
Nobody.
No one that you know.
So this is the thing, that's never a problem, unless they're also just a not very good actor, and that is the case for a lot of them in this. And I got a few, like six episodes in, I reckon, out of the eight, and I was enjoying myself. I think, in the end, I've gone from probably thinking I might give this a four bloobs Giving it two.
Ouch. I gave it. I probably gave it a three.
I think you gave it a three.
All right, give it two. All right, I've got a question for you now.
How have you given it three then?
What do you mean?
Well, because you said it was terribly acted and in the end rubbish.
I felt very meh about it, so maybe I should have given it a two.
Well, give it a two then.
I'll give it a two then.
Yes.
I'm bullied. This is bullying.
One.
Don't change your mind. You gave it three blueberries.
Getting bullied.
And you haven't watched it since then.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to ask you a question now, because in a 60 Minutes podcast, what we usually do is talk about what we've been watching, right?
Mm.
But what are we looking forward to? Okay, that is the next
weird tee up, that is.
Phase
normally
of
this
usual podcast, okay?
Yeah.
Just because we're on the road, it doesn't change. Now, I've got something for you, and this is literally, I feel like this has been the story. See ya. All right,
good luck. Come to the next one. Sorry, it got cancelled.
This has been the story of pretty much all of our looking forward to discussion. And it's going to come on to, here we go again, superhero movies.
Boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sick of
it. Okay. Right, listen, guys.
Boring.
Last time we talked about the Batman, and then we saw the Batman, and I gave it a five, Gaz gave it a four,
yep.
John gave it a two. Mm. What I will say is, the next big thing coming out is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which I think has a lot of potential, similar to the way Spider-Man No Way Home did, multiversal kind of stuff, good visual imagery, characters that we kind of like, right?
Mm.
What are our thoughts about that film?
I guess it's another film that you're getting ready to watch it, and you're like, right, okay, what's the next film's going to be like after this, already, before you've even seen it?
Because you want to know how it's going to affect.
Because you know that is what it is.
Mm.
You know that it's like, oh, who's he going to bump into?
But you know who he's going to bump into. It's already been kind of spoiled, unfortunately.
This is what I'm talking about. It's just, See ya. See you later. There's a boat chasing a car there. Yeah, boat car chase.
Yeah.
Night boat.
Do you not night boat? Right, I'm glad we got that recorded.
It's in the Simpsons.
Shit,
it's in the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Night Rider, night boat, and he the boat, and a bridge.
Yeah,
or a road. He can't go. He can't. So they always escape.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Imagine that. Imagine pitching that to an exec.
It's in The Simpsons.
Night boat, isn't it?
Simpsons gags.
Spin it off.
One? Yes.
Yeah. Len the Poochie of the group. Right, so...
He's even got a sideways cap.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah, he does, yeah. But this is the problem with all the Marvel films at the moment. And look, it's... I'm not saying that it's the wrong thing to do. I think that... It's quite difficult for them now, certainly with the more established characters, to just do like random one-off films. Yeah. There's always going to be but what's going to happen next? They are almost episodes of
a big show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that they've set up this, and we've talked about this with Loki and stuff like that, how they've set up this multiverse situation, because how do you get bigger than the end of the universe or half of the universe getting wiped out? And that is by saying, hey guys, there's actually an infinite number of universes and they're all under threat. You know, that's the only way you can go bigger. What I do like about
it... Where does it end, though? Like,
well, where does it end, John? That's what I mean. I don't know.
You know what the problem with that is?
Go on.
Once you start doing that, it starts meaning that nothing that happens
before
matters.
Yeah. Well, I do
because
think...
you start splitting the universe and going, well, yeah, but there are alternative versions of this universe where that didn't happen. I was like, okay, so then that doesn't matter.
I will say, and the irony is, I remember in a podcast years ago where I was like, I can't be arsed with Thor Ragnarok because it's like...
I remember that, yeah.
No one really cares.
That's right.
It's like, it's just, you know how it's going to end, you know...
It's building up to Infinity War.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's a stopgap film.
Yeah.
And yet...
You had a great time.
Great film.
You had a great
really
time,
good film,
you?
Because it's... It
silly.
Is just... Yeah, but it's an isolated, this is what happened at this point.
Yeah.
and it's stylistically, it's very different to
anything we'd seen before.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant, and it was leaning on that Beef canon, or, and it was genuinely hilarious. Like,
I've
got a hard time. I think like it's very difficult trying to make an interesting solo film that isn't just a...
Well, that's why this isn't going to be a solo film.
Not more Star Wars,
he's in it again.
But this is why this has got potential, I think, because it's Doctor Strange, it's Scarlet Witch, it's a couple of new characters. It's obviously Wong, who's been a little resurgence in the Marvel Universe. But it's also... Look, I'll just throw some spoilers out here. There's X-Men in this fucking thing.
Yeah, well, this is what
and this is the crossover that's been waiting
Professor
to happen.
Professor Xavier's in it, isn't he?
Yeah, but look, whatever you say, but he's amazing, Patrick Stewart. And
he is, yeah.
Logan's a fantastic film. Obviously, we all love Logan. Mm. But to see that the X-Men might finally be entering the MCU is a daunting prospect in some ways. If I was like... I'm quite like, Jesus, they've got this whole X-Men...
He's not in it, is he?
What was his superpower?
It gets too far, I think. Yeah.
There's a whole
we could do
new
with Jesus now, mate. It'd be turning this water into wine. We'd be having a right laugh.
That's true. See you later.
See you later, Jesus. See you.
No, but I just mean there's a big universe there for them to explore that they still haven't been able to explore. Like Magneto and Wolverine and Professor X and Cyclops all win the MCU as well. It's too much, isn't it, guys?
It's too much.
But they have to go somewhere. They're not Disney. Why? And Marvel, because Disney and Marvel aren't going to go, oh, I rake in $1 billion from every film that I release. Sack that off. Are they? They're not going to do that logically, right? They can't. If someone said to you, do you want $1 billion? You'd go, nah, I'm all right, mate.
Oh, I'd bite your hand off for it. I'd kill your family for it. Yeah,
right.
You listening?
So if someone said to you, all you got to do for $1 billion is add the X-Men into the MCU.
Yeah, but
no, he's not killing
the family.
He's killing the family.
Right, fair enough.
Done that. I've killed the family. Can I have my $1 billion, please?
Well, you've got to kill one more family in a Doctor Strange milk.
That's right. No, you've got to make a film now. Well, hold on. I've got blood on my hands.
So wait. Let's come back to it. Are you excited for this film? We're all going to go to the cinema and see it for sure. Right, but you're not excited.
No, I'm not excited. No, I'll go and see it. That's all right. I think I'll probably enjoy it, but it's not the same as going to see another film.
Okay. Like any other film.
Because you fall into the trap of, okay, well, let's stay after the credits and all this bollocks.
Scooby-Doo, Magic on Terror Island.
Oh, look, I might be excited about that. I'll go, what's going to happen here?
Yes.
Stay after the credits.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in the MCU. What's going on here? Talking of MCU.
Oh, sorry for you.
So Morbius.
Oh my god.
So we spoke about that, didn't we?
So when we're in the cinema watching Batman all together, and John loves to comment when trailers are on.
Always.
And I like to comment as well, but when the Morbius trailer came on, like, we all just rolled our eyes and John was like, oh, this is going to be fucking shit, isn't it? And genuinely, I think Morbius is going to be one of the biggest flops of the year.
Yeah, it's tanked, isn't it?
Oh, is it even out yet in America?
So the early reviews came in and they were abysmal.
Oh,
really? Yeah,
even the ones that are designed to, like, ham it up a little bit and go, oh, do you know what?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so some of the early reviews have been like...
The Morbius fan sites are
actually,
like, not
good. Venom is quite good comparatively.
Yeah, I thought Venom... To be fair, I think Venom is okay, and I like Tom Hardy's Eddie Brock. Like, I do think that's okay.
Yeah.
See ya.
See you later, Eddie.
He fucking hates it.
Eddie.
That's Jared, right?
But
still looking good.
Morbius, I've always said this, Jared Leto is overrated. He thinks he's a better actor than he is, and...
No, he might be here. Relax.
He just left in the car. Not him. And I am definitely not even going to pay to see this film in the cinema.
Shouldn't have to.
Oh, he's going
to
sneak in.
Should be free, if anything.
You heard that here. He's sneaking in.
That'd even be mad, worse. Wouldn't it?
Even worse. I'm going to go in, sneak in, I'm going to film it and then release it to the internet.
And say, don't watch this.
Yeah, don't watch this.
Don't watch this shit.
Yeah, that was stood up in front of the whole film.
down in front.
Yeah, apparently it's abysmal.
Oh,
and there are lots of, like, conflicting messages in regard to...
Vampires.
What... yeah, having to get vampires again. conflicting messages about where it actually sits in the timeline and
what it just sits in Sony's weird little world they've created, which only houses now Spider-Man, Venom, Carnage and Morbius.
Mm. What is this little pocket?
And now they're making a Kraven the Hunter film, which is like...
Who cares about Kraven? Fucking hell. No one cared about Morbius.
No one gives a fuck. These are like Z-list
films about Morbius.
That's because he appeared in fucking... What's it called?
Who?
Kraven.
In a trailer, in a game trailer.
In some trailer.
He appeared in the trailer for Spider-Man 2. Now they're making...
Can you stop doing this, please? Honestly, can we start getting other movies about other things?
Yeah.
That...
Nah, Kraven the Hunter.
Rubbish. Happened.
Morbio.
Lots of people have written lots of things, right?
Like, take.
We're done. We are done. I am.
I think some of the superhero stuff coming out recently has been very good. And I think it's been... I like Spider-Man.
Defenders of the Earth. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Defenders of the Earth.
Captain Planet. Get him involved.
He'll be back, I'm sure.
100%.
But no, you're right. You're right, John.
It's plastic everywhere.
Morbius.
Get rid of it, idiot.
Morbius will be terrible.
We've written that for them as well. Yeah.
What I would like to shed light on next is a section of the podcast.
Hey, plastic hole. It's an arsehole.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Did that.
In a way.
All right, see you later.
How much of that have you had?
We're
rationing beers here, listeners. It's literally, usually you hear our lovely whiskey pouring sounds. This week you will hear drips and drabs of empty lager cans.
Lager cans.
Lager cans.
All right, boys.
Do you know what lager is?
This is going to be an organic discussion.
I am lager. this is rubbish.
Get rid of him. He's made of plastic.
Yeah, fucking hell. He's 37th on the villain list, you wanker. That'd be a good film, though.
Great film. Yeah. Jared Leto's Lager Man. All right, let's end this podcast with a segment that we have every single week, which is called Underrated Overrated. Hey, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's underrated? Hey, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's overrated? That's the segment here for you now. It's Underrated Overrated, yeah. I think this is going to be an interesting one. Because I've recently... Now, listen, all three of us here are staunch UK Office fans. Staunch. Like, it's our funniest show of all time. I quote it all the time, you guys quote it all the time.
Yeah.
We literally rewatch it regularly. We think the UK version of The Office is the best. And I mean, agree with that in every essence of the word. However, and the American listeners, you might shout out and say, thank you for saying this, Len. I recently...
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
I recently watched The American Office all the way through twice. And
it's free time.
What?
Lots of free time.
Not free time.
No.
Lots of free time.
Yeah.
Oh, too much, if anything.
Yeah.
It was very good. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I will say that the first season is a bit ropey, and obviously anyone who knows the English Office is like, this is just mimicking stuff from the English Office, but not in a good way.
Mm.
But when it finds its own feet and it has its own sort of character,
mm.
I actually thought it was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And one of the easiest things for me to leave on in the background, which I know is something we like to do, we like to put comedies on at times when we're just stressed and, you know, need to chill, and we just walk around the house, do our chores, and watch something in the background. And I honestly think...
Mel's whipping you.
Correct.
Go on with it.
I honestly think The American Office is very underrated by us.
Mm.
By us. Maybe not by American viewers, but by us British. I think we don't give it a chance.
I've heard the same.
Yeah.
And I've given it a go. And I will continue to try and give it a go. But I'm finding it really hard to get past that first season.
But when honestly, do get past it, I promise you it's worth it.
But...
It really is. Maybe. It has its own identity.
Maybe it would be easier to watch if it was not called The Office.
Yeah.
If it was like, you know, I mean, look, Parks and Rec.
Which
has,
is brilliant.
Parks and Rec is good.
And one of my favourite shows. Same creators, right, as The Office, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
I think it is.
Mm. Maybe it's that.
Not Ricky Gervais and Stephen, but I mean the American people who adopted
Stephen.
Stephen M.
Stevie.
Stevie.
Not Ricky and S.
Yeah, no, I mean, it probably is underrated by us. I've been, like many people have said, oh, you need to watch it. It actually gets really good.
It does. It loses way towards the end when, obviously, spoiler warning, there's a big falling out between Gervais and... what's his bloody
name? Steve Carell.
Steve Carell in real life, because he leaves after season 7.
Mm.
So you have two seasons where, to be honest with you, it completely loses its way and only brings itself back around again for the final few episodes of the whole show.
Yeah.
Because there are characters in there, your Tim, you know, your
Timber.
Tim and Pam, which is the Dawn character.
Mm.
You care about them the most. But you've also got Dwight, who does come across as very silly, but is hilarious at the same time.
Yeah.
So there's lots of elements in there. And I will say that it runs for too long. It should have finished when Steve Carell left, but the ending is actually quite emotional. Nowhere near as emotional as the English version, because that really gets me every single time. Mm. But I would love you guys to give it a go, just to finish it and say, you know what? You're right. There's some fantastic episodes in there and some fantastic storylines. Only you.
Yeah. She's got a boyfriend.
Oh, do you know, actually, not anymore, funny, actually. That song... So, little known bit of information for you listeners.
Trivia, if you
will. Len edited my wedding video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And
still not watched that. What's going on?
It's very good.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen it.
Have you not sent him a copy?
No.
Well, no, I couldn't. It was large.
I mean, you sent it to me.
Gave it to you on a memory
7
stick.
7 foot.
No, you a thumb sent, drive.
You emailed it to me. I downloaded it again the other day.
All right, well, maybe I'll
send it to you. Yeah.
Anyway,
watch.
Right at the end.
I'll watch The Office first.
He put a lovely little, like, 2 minute section that was.
Video footage, people dancing.
People dancing around to that song.
To that song.
It was really good.
Because I thought it was really sweet, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a great touch.
Yeah.
Brought tears to my eyes.
Did it actually?
Always.
Wanga. Monkey Allen. yeah, okay. Well, no, I'll accept your underrated. It probably is.
Okay.
What's overrated then?
Go on then.
Not
overrated.
The UK Office.
Overrated.
I'll tell you what's overrated, and we talked about it earlier, is this Oscars situation. All right? They're overrating everything.
Mm. But they're not, though.
What do you mean they're not? I talked about it earlier. They got films
that,
like
but what
West Side Story. They think West Side Story is best picture of the year?
No. Okay,
It's overrated.
I'm not trying to defend them because I agree.
What about the Oscars in general? Yeah. Overrated.
The Oscars are overrated.
Yeah.
The problem is
they're nice to win one though.
And best podcast goes to
not us.
Yeah.
Definitely
totally
not
football
this
show.
Quality. See ya.
Yay.
No. Didn't want it anyway, so
it's not necessarily that they're now overrating films. They've always done this.
They're
widening the net for what could possibly be a best picture type of film. I don't think that means that they're reducing the quality of films. They're just changing the parameters. All right, see ya.
Bye.
See ya.
They're changing the parameters of what qualifies. So they're not saying worse films get in, because there have been some fucking shit films that get in.
Yeah.
They just happen to be filmed with an arty lens.
Well, what about this, though? The people who make the decision are overrated. What are they doing? They make terrible decisions. The Academy is out of touch, completely biased, generally considered now to be a joke.
Mm.
They're overrating themselves, guys. I think they're overrated.
Yeah, I guess how many of the best picture films that have won in like the last 2 or 3 years or whatever would you say they were way off the mark with? Because it gets...
Green Book. Don't think that was the best picture that year.
Well, let's have a look at it. Well, I haven't got
that for me was the favourite, should have won that. I thought that was a fantastic film.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I think we were all very
was very good.
I think The Favourite's overrated.
We were all very surprised when Green Book won.
Mm.
When we did that podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a crazy surprise. Not to say it's not a good film. It is a good film, but is it best picture that year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, isn't it? Nomadland won it last year. I forgot about that.
Mm.
Which is an okay film again.
Okay.
So obviously, we love Parasite. Parasite's fantastic.
All right, so Parasite, brilliant film.
Brilliant.
Mm. Brilliant film. Green Book.
But hold on, was Parasite the best film that year?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
I think it was.
Definitely, it was unbelievable.
Let's list them.
List them.
Would you want?
Let's do it. Why not? Outrageous. We've got time, haven't we?
We got time.
Hey, have you seen the longest segment they've ever done?
It's on 60 minutes in the lake's entrance.
So last year, Nomadland won it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody see?
I saw Nomadland.
All right, the others.
Minari.
Minari's in there.
Saw it.
Sound of Metal. Mank. I haven't even heard of that.
No, I've not even heard of that. What the f...
I don't think I've seen any of these.
Minari. Promising Young Woman. That's a good film.
Yeah, did see that recently.
Seen any of them.
What do you think of it?
Thought it was alright. Yeah,
it's a very good film.
Yeah, and Young.
The Father.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With Anthony Hopkins.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
With... No, I haven't seen it.
I don't know who that's with. Javier Bardem.
No.
Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shaka King.
That's right.
And The Trial of the Chicago 7. All right,
which was a good film.
I've seen that. Yeah,
it was a good film.
That was good, yeah.
I mean, that is a weak year, though, isn't it?
Very weak year.
Yes.
Yes.
The year before that.
I think Minari maybe should have won.
Parasite won, right?
Yeah.
1917, good film.
Very good film.
Ford versus Ferrari.
That's okay.
That's an enjoyable film. That's a good film.
Yeah, that's a good film.
Joker, excellent film.
Excellent film.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Good film.
Good film.
It's a good film.
Good year, this. This is a good year.
Yeah, much better.
The Irishman.
Good film, again.
It was a good film.
Not amazing.
Little Women.
I haven't seen it, but Emma loved it.
Jojo Rabbit.
Which I love.
That was that year.
Which I love. That's a fucking good year.
It's a good year. Yeah. And Marriage Story as well.
Which I also enjoyed.
Good film.
So good film. How strong a year is that?
Wow. Yeah. Compared to the other year, crazy strong.
Crazy.
All right, 2019, Green Book won it.
Yeah.
As we said.
The Favourite was in there.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Favourite.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Klansman.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah, good film.
Vice.
Okay.
Yeah. A Star is Born.
I like that film. I really like A Star is Born.
Yeah.
Roma.
I liked Roma as well.
I really liked Roma.
I don't think Green Book should have won that year. I mean, look, The Favourite for me is The Favourite there.
But I think 2019 is widely regarded as a strong year as well.
Mm.
But I think on paper, looking at it now,
all right,
2020 is better, isn't it?
This year?
I like that.
We've had this already.
Sorry, I'm just going to go back one more year.
One more year. Yeah. Going back one more year.
All right, I'm going to give you some films, all right? You tell me if you can remember which one won it.
I know which one won it.
Okay. John, you tell me if you can remember which one won it. Mm. All right, I'm going to give them to you in random order.
Oh, God.
Dunkirk, Darkest Hour,
no.
Phantom Thread,
no.
The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Get Out, The Post, Call Me By Your Name, and Lady Bird.
Billboards.
No.
Shape of Water
won.
But Billboards won Best Actress of Frances McDormand.
But again, strong year, actually.
Very strong year. Shape of Water, brilliant.
Yeah, it was definitely between those two.
It's a good film.
And I'll even say films like Lady Bird, I thought Lady Bird was fantastic that year.
How good, like, Get Out getting a nomination that year?
Brilliant.
That's good, that.
Absolutely brilliant. And that is a great film.
All right, so that's all that, right?
But this is what I mean. The best picture is overrated these days. I don't think it's determinable.
Well, the Oscars, maybe.
Yeah, the Oscars and the best picture situation. It's not right. It's just not cricket.
The best picture is normally a bit rubbish.
I think so. And look,
But then we come back and actually there's some good films.
The acting performances are good, though.
The acting performances are right. Usually right.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely agree with Joaquin last year.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Is Will Smith going to win an Oscar?
Yes, he's bang on favourite
for
bang
best actor.
On favourite, but that doesn't necessarily favorite. Mean that's going to happen because right, we have
I'm
seen some upsets.
Willing to bet my life that Will Smith is going to win this award.
Mental.
My
that's
life.
Mad. Well, he's definitely not overrated. Cause I actually really like Will Smith.
Yeah. All right, see you later.
See ya.
See you, Will.
See ya.
I think he's ace.
Well, thanks, guys. This has been our podcast on the road.
Oh, we're done.
We're done. Yeah. I'm wrapping it up because it's got into drivel at some point. We're literally looking at phones around dregs of Lagerman, played by Jared Leto, as we record the end of this podcast.
Hey, dude, do you want a Lagor?
Don't do it. You'll turn into Lagor Man.
Oh no, he's wrathed me.
He's frothing at the mouth. Right, anyway, enough of this bullshit.
Let's can this.
Correct. Patreon.com/fancritical if you want some more of this golden content. Please give us any support you can. We really appreciate it. We've even, you know, gone out of the way on our holiday to record this podcast, but we've had a bit of fun with it as well. This has been more of a general chat.
I mean, we had nothing else to
we've
do.
We've brought you the sights and sounds of my car, the sights and sounds of Australia, and the sights and sounds of the highway of which we are now stone cold sober, literally sucking beer.
We've got an id on it.
From the end of a can. Thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it. I want to thank John and Gaz for being with me here today.
See you later, mate.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I want to thank these guys for being with me today.
Mm.
Thanks.
Yep. Cheers.
Thank you.
And it's been really fun. And do you want anything clever to say when we sign out? Or
no, nothing clever.
Nothing.
Nothing clever. Just don't ever go to Lake's Entrance.
Don't do it, mate. It's a fucking joke.
Lake's Entrance, more like Lake's Closed.
Lake's Closed at 9 p.m.
Actually,
sharp.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We were lucky to get KFC.
See ya.
Bye.
Right. See ya.
Don't know where you're going. Everything's fucking closed. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.